How do you feel like the defense has come along for the first 3 weeks of camp so far?
It feels like we're getting better. I think the important thing right now is kind of we grow as a unit, grow as a defensive, just team going out there, taking the field together, being on the same page. So I think that's coming along, and that's encouraging when you can take the field and hopefully have all 11 guys on the field on the same page.
You start 3 weeks from tonight. Do you feel like you're, about 3 weeks away from being?
I know right now at this point we're not ready, but hopefully we keep working in these next 3 weeks. It all come together as good enough just to go out there and play in that season opener.
How much does a strong pass rush help you guys in the secondary? Do you get you don't have to cover guys as long, but does that make a big difference?
Oh, definitely. The pass rush and the secondary, they go hand in hand. We can't be a good secondary without a good pass rush, and they can't be good at getting after the quarterback if we can't cover anybody. So I think as good as we can be at both areas, it'll help the defense and the team out.
Do you see the improvement? It's only 2 games in the pass rush. Oh,
yeah. Those guys have been doing a great job up front. And right now as a secondary, just trying to do my job in covering guys, and that's what we're trying to do in the secondary. Keep up our end of the bargain. We're going hand in hand. I noticed that we got sacks. We got some altered throws. So as a secondary player, you notice that, and then the best part is when you go back and you get to watch the film, and we see those guys getting after it up front and getting after the quarterback. So that's probably the biggest result when you watch the film and you see how well they're playing up front.
How has this offseason been different for you as opposed to last season coming in as a rookie?
I'm not a rookie anymore, so just having a little better understanding of the defense, of what's going around me on offense, and just being, I think, a better prepared player has helped me kind of understand the game of football more, and I feel like this year I can do more things as a player, not just as a corner, but to help the defense as a whole.
Devin, is there an area you want to improve on specifically heading into the season?
Really everything, coming in, not having that offseason to evaluate with the coaches, but just coming in now from working throughout the camp and going into the season, just, as a corner coming in covering, you always want to be tighter in coverage. So all those different things that play in the cornerback position, just getting better at.
I don't know if you're joking, but someone's asking Chung about being a leader and guys coming in. You're saying he still comes to other guys for advice, like, for instance, you. Is it? Have others come to you just to figure out what the heck is going on?
I think we all kind of feed off each other, especially last year at the cornerback position. We didn't really have any true veteran, so I think we've all kind of leaned on each other at different times, helping each other out with our knowledge. And the biggest thing is we rely on each other. Our coaches help us, but whether it's me asking Chung some or Chung asking me some of what I might do on a play or how I view something, maybe it might be different to him. So I think it all comes back to trying to being on the same page. So we got to kind of lean on each other.
Can you feel older? Do you guys feel older in the secondary this camp? Fewer questions or more sort of?
We feel like we got more experience and kind of being out there, you've learned more. But I think we still all have that little bit of edge, feeling like there's a lot more for us to learn.
What do you remember about how things change at this time? During the preseason, I assume there's just less focus on teaching and more focus right now in game preparation. How did the tone and tenor of practice change for you guys?
The tone and tempo kind of doesn't change in practice, but mentally, yeah, it changes a little bit. As far as preparing for an opponent, it's not all about just yourself. You got to actually prepare, know who's on the other side of the ball, know some strengths, some weaknesses of the other team. So that changes from a mental standpoint, but physically we're still going out there and trying to get after it in practice.
Get excited to go against a guy like Calvin Johnson?
He's a great receiver, so anytime I think you go out there, you got to prepare and be ready to go when you got a guy of his caliber, and especially the physical talents he has.
I don't remember how much you lined up against him last year. What was that battle like with him?
Tough. Anytime I was on him, it's tough. You got to be prepared. He's a guy that can stretch you vertical down the field, and he's a guy that will make big, amazing catches. So every time I lined up to him, it was kind of tough.
Do you expect to have fond memories of that game from last year when you go back this week?
Oh, no. Last year, that's over. It doesn't matter. new season, new things. Now's a preseason game, just going out there and trying to play well.
Is he different with Stafford at quarterback as opposed to some of the other guys who came in later last year?
I'm not sure. I know because last year when we played him, I think Stafford had been out a couple of weeks, so we saw a film kind of without Stafford, but I think he probably has a better connection with him just from the repetition he gets with him throughout preseason and camp, but I'm not too sure about how different they are.
Coach has talked about some of the biggest challenges for a player, not so much for the rookie year to the first year, but for the first year to the second year. What, if anything, has he shared with you about that, and what kind of challenges do you anticipate coming into the season?
Well, Coach just, you know, he tells you just how he said that there'll be more challenges. So I think the biggest thing he tries to remind you is stay focused and not really think as a second-year player you're already a veteran. Kind of lean more so besides you're still a rookie, you still have a lot to learn. So I think that's the biggest message he gets, just continue trying to learn and do the things you did well last year and kind of fix the things that you didn't do that well last year.
You were All-Pro as a rookie last year. Can you see yourself making a big personal jump from 1 year to the second?
Hopefully. I mean, I don't think you can kind of come back and be the same player. So I think you can either get better or get worse. So my focus is trying to get better as a player.